Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
A Wednesday. It is beautiful outside here in New York City, and we are coming to you live from the Gas Digital Studios. It's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, and I am thrilled to have two wonderful guests today from the Burbs Bros podcast. It's our great friend, Sean Donnelly. How you doing, dude?
Hello, Zach. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing wonderful, and next to him from Everybody Is Awful, one of the greats, Jim Florentine. How you doing, man?
What's going on, man? It's good to see you. Have me back.
I appreciate you greatly. Let's get plugs out of the way. Jim, what do you want people to check out?
Check out my podcast, Everybody's Awful. Comes out every Monday. Tour dates, jimflorentine.com. I'll be in Seattle, Tacoma, Spokane, Washington, and Pottstown, Pennsylvania coming up.
Very cool. Sean?
Please check out the Burbs Bros podcast. It is on the Wits Comedy Network. Burbs Bros on Instagram. Also, this Saturday, I'll be at POV Comedy in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania at the Abbey. So definitely check my Instagram at Shawnee Time for, I'm trying to fill it up. So yeah, POV Comedy, Harrisburg. Check out at Shawnee Time on Instagram.
Wonderful. Follow me on Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny. punchup.live/ZachAmico for all my tickets. Most importantly, I'm shooting my first ever half an hour special May the 23rd at the Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas. Myself and Tim Butterly each doing a half an hour at 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. So if you want to come out to that, that would be awesome. And if you like this show, go to gasdigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO. You save a little bit of money on your subscription. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat, as well as the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite gas shows from over the last 10 years. And most importantly, that Friday bonus episode. We do three of these a week. And if you want the Friday show, you got to subscribe. But thank you so much. However you consume the program. All right. Let's start with a fun video. We have been watching a lot of fairground accidents. And we actually have one where they save the lady.
Oh, thank God.
It's a maybe the first time on this show where I'm actually not going to show you guys a fair killing a bunch of people. This is a woman falling out of a ride, and they actually catch her. So,
oh, that's pretty great. Yeah. It normally ends, and you don't know what happens.
Yeah, yeah, no, they got her. It's a nice change of pace.
Up in the air. Whoa.
Could have been a better angle, but yeah.
Yeah, that's how you know it's a real video, because yeah, everybody's panicking. Yeah. And they're not even paying attention to the camera.
I always think those are the scary, like, you're not going to, at like a ride that's been there forever.
Yeah.
It's the ones that pop up that I get scared of.
Oh, absolutely. And there's no safety guards whatsoever. Also, was she holding on? Was that her?
Yeah, Shannon, replay. She is hanging.
Yeah.
By her two arms.
I thought that was part of the ride.
No, no. Yes.
She's just a freaking acrobat. That's good upper body strength. That's probably saved her life.
Yeah,
she
so
just
she's
get
out.
Immediately thrown from it. She's doing Pilates or something. I don't know what you do for that, but lifting some weights. And then where is this, in Mexico?
I would assume.
Yeah, I don't think I would even just go to this fair to begin with.
I mean, I bet it's fun if you don't die. I bet they got good food. I bet it's a fun day. It's cheap.
Absolutely.
It's always a little sketchy when they, you know, put these carnivals up in the middle of a field somewhere. You know, you don't even know where to come from. And you look at the people that are running the rides.
Yeah.
And everything's outdated on the ride. Like, even the title font,
yeah,
you're like, this is from 1966.
Yeah.
This would not pass a code. There should be a carnival code, like,
An inspector.
Carnival inspector that shows up before you're allowed to have the carnival.
I bet there is, and he just shows up and gets a handshake with cash in it and goes, great carnival, guys.
Absolutely.
There's no way he's checking. So, dude, that thing wasn't there yesterday. Then a guy put it together with a wrench.
Right.
Who drove here yesterday, like overnight.
Also, why are we trusting things with rednecks when physics is involved?
Right. You know, like, and you know, how much sleep do you think they got before they work on that ride? Maybe an hour?
They've been up for 3 days.
Right. They've been up for 3 days on crystal meth.
Exactly. There's no way. Fentanyl was definitely involved in that situation.
Yeah. Now imagine Mexican carnies.
Yeah, it's just even less restraints. It's like, you know, you've hit rock bottom where you can't work American carnivals anymore, and you get kind of booted down.
Yeah,
to
you
Mexico
get down. I always loved kid the Himalaya.
What was the Himalaya again?
The Himalaya is like it's a big circle, but it's kind of bumpy, and they blast music. It's not the Gravitron. You're sitting.
Okay. I never did Himalaya.
Yeah, Shannon, can you bring up the Himalaya ride? That's the one I always... The Gravitron freaked me out.
I did Gravitron at Skankfest this past year, and I was a little bit drunk, and that was a bad... It was like, it worked. The physics worked, but I was definitely drunk and trying to pull my hands off to see what would happen.
That's the Himalaya.
Oh, but is it like a centripetal force thing where they're getting pushed towards the center?
No, but sometimes the carny will be in the middle of it, like jogging.
I don't remember that
just
one.
For performance? Just
yeah,
for performance?
And then usually it's like blasting techno.
Okay, yeah. So that
it's
is
a pretty good one.
Yeah. Dude, I used to go to Action Park, so.
Well, did you watch, did you see that?
Yeah, I saw the documentary. Yeah, I thought I was going to be in it for fucking things up there.
Did you, when you were younger, because I went too when I was younger, didn't you, just because you're a kid, you're like, I'll just trust this is legit, right? Like, I didn't know that it was that. Did you go into it knowing it was
that
bad?
We had no clue. As soon as you walk in the park, there was a liquor store right there. So we were walking around with a case of Bud cans, just drinking the whole time. We were like 19 years old. They didn't ID us or nothing.
Yeah. I was younger. I was like probably teenager when I went there. And I went on the one thing they show in the documentary, that thing that's like, it's pitch black. It's like Space Mountain, but for a water ride. And it just shoots you. It just tries to drown you. It shoots you like a bullet. You go, I would say, I'm not kidding, 20 miles per hour into the water, and I almost died in the water.
The worst one was the sleds coming down on the cement.
Yeah.
Coming down the hill. I still got a scar. I think it's on my right elbow from there. I think it's this, either that or whatever, for coming down in pure cement. And then what you do, they would take the ski lift, and you would hook the sleds up to it to get to the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
So me and my buddies are on the ski lift, and they're all hooked up to it, and we're way up there, like in the woods, and we're just throwing them off. And they fly into the woods. Then we went to the cliff. You remember the cliff dive? You jump in there.
Cliff dive, yeah.
So my buddy jumps in there and then takes a shit in the water. and the log floats up, and they have to stop the ride on a Saturday at like 1 p.m. They got to stop it for like 2 hours to clean it out. He's just hanging against the wall. I was wondering, what are you doing, dude? He's like, I'll be out in a minute. He's like, you're shitting there. There's a fucking turd floating.
The funniest thing in that fucking doc is... when they were paying the kids to try out the rides, like the counselor, whatever, the employees. And they, the first, it was, I think it might have been the water thing you're talking about. And they send somebody down and they just, like the first three people come out with their faces annihilated.
Yeah.
Because they're hitting their face on it.
Yep.
So then they adjust it and they send somebody down and their back is shredded. And they go, what happened? It was the teeth. Of the people that went before were embedded in it.
Oh, my God.
And they literally got their back shredded by people's teeth that were stuck in the ride.
Oh, my God. What's that 28 years? Isn't one called Bone Temple? That should be Bone Temple. That's insane.
And then, it was the concrete thing is that what killed the kid, right? Or gave the kid brain damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because in the doc, when they go over how bad he fell.
What also shows you in the doc is that that's why almost fits into what we were just saying. The guy who started, I forget the guy's name, but he was like a carny type.
Yeah, he was a grifter.
He was a grifter that would just, he would fight most people would be like, all right, guys, I'll shut down. They'd be like, hey, we almost killed somebody.
Well, he would like fake paperwork and fake licenses. Yeah. And then I think it was one of those things where I think he would do a new LLC or something.
Yeah, I think change the name or whatever it is. Yeah. But it's like one of these things where that would never happen. He would just be in jail now, I think. right? Yeah. I feel like there's more, but it's so funny. If he needed to do that and he fought that and he won for a while, it was open for how many years? 20 years or something?
Yeah, it was on for a long
time. And that's why the girl on that ride is like, oh, there's no oversight whatsoever.
Yeah, they were definitely paying off the town people.
Yes.
He was giving them an envelope to look the other way and keep that thing open for that long.
Yeah, it's like mafia type scenario. Even if it's not the mafia, it's like a certain type of mafia.
But what amusement park lets like kids walk around with beer? And just drink. You know what I mean? Like, I guess maybe like a Six Flags, you can go in a bar maybe, or like a restaurant. Maybe they have beer there,
but you're not like a walk around. Like, yeah, not
yeah,
like
you can't walk around with not loose beers.
Yeah, like you're in a parking lot.
I remember we just got out of one of the pools or whatever, and we're waiting online to get on the ski lift. And we're pissing. The lines are like an hour and a half, so we're just pissing right in our pants, right in line, because we're already wet.
Yeah.
You know, we had seven beers deep.
Why not?
I'm not getting off the line. What a great time that was.
Yeah, just a bunch of just broken teeth and fluids just everywhere.
Isn't that one of the blue collar guys' lines? They go in the lazy river and they're like, you know, it's crazy. We've been drinking beer all day and not one person has gotten out of the tube to piss. All right. Speaking of, and I would love your opinion on this, Jim. There's a tweet that went viral where they're trying to make fun of Sugar Ray because he was playing the Pavilion at Disney. And I got to say, there's way worse careers.
Absolutely.
Like, look at how much, like, yes, he is playing for old ladies. But, I don't know, man.
Also, can we just leave this guy alone?
He's a good dude. I know him. Do you know him? A little bit. Yeah, he's known back in the day, but. Okay, this is at Disney. He's getting $10,000 at least.
Probably, yeah.
I think what I read is they when you do this, you do 3 shows a day. And yeah, it's something like crazy money.
Well, yeah, if he's doing 3, he's probably getting $30,000.
Oh, so you mean he's on staff? He's not showing up for a gig.
You do a weekend.
Okay, a weekend. Okay. I have no issue. I think you can't. There's no comic worth their salt that's going to have an issue with this guy doing this gig.
Yeah, it's not everybody play. You play, eventually you do state fairs. You do shit like that.
Dude, she wanted to go to 90s Fest, and the headliner was Coolio. And it's like, yeah, it's a good gig. But he refused to play Fantastic Voyage. And it's all these people being like, play Fantastic Voyage. And it's just him yelling at them saying no. So I think there's like an ego thing that gets involved, but especially with that guy. Because there's multiple videos of him like trying to punch people after they're like, sugar gay. And all those clips. Just leave him alone, man.
My favorite is he was hammered on stage. I guess they were saying he was dating Madonna at the time.
Okay.
And he was blackout drunk and he put his two fingers into the crowd and went, who wants to smell Madonna?
Really?
That fucking rules, dude.
From that to Disney.
Yeah. But that's a gig, man.
It's a gig.
But he probably is, I would figure, like $25,000.
Yeah.
To do 3 shows.
I would say so. Yeah.
So
it's way more money than you think it'd be.
Right. And then it's down in Florida, so he's probably got some other gigs lined up.
Yep.
He's going to do something else in Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
And he might live down there.
Something like that, but why not? Like,
and if he got a wife and kids, I bet you get hooked up.
Of course.
I bet some bang and you do all private shit.
Yeah.
I remember I saw I think it was just a regular figure skating thing one day in the afternoon on TV. It was like probably a bunch of years ago. And the Gin Blossoms were playing their hits while the professional figure skaters were figure skating. And at first I was like, oh, that's sad. And then I was like, no, I probably paid them $100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's worth it at that point.
The one band I've ever seen where I was like, it was it made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I was at a sci-fi convention in Georgia, and there was a band in the lobby. And I'm like, this Jefferson Starship cover band fucking sucks. And then I walk in, it was Jefferson Starship.
Oh, no.
This was in a hotel lobby?
In a lobby.
At a festival, you said, right?
At a festival.
At a sci-fi convention. At Dragon.
Oh, right. They always have a band play. Like, Ace Frehley did one a few years ago with Jersey. Yeah.
And, dude, I was going, this band, this cover band is fucking awful. Ooh, and then it had to be an original member and then just studio musicians or whatever.
Yeah, that's what they do.
But they were fucking atrocious.
And it's a little bit, that's a little bit sadder because it's not like that where it's like, hey, you come out, everybody shows up, they do it. They're like, it's like they're doing Muzak. They're like, they're just greeting you as you walk into the hotel or to the venue.
Yeah, no, Chiller Theater always had good bands.
Yeah.
They had the Dead LV would be there every year. And who the fuck, and then they would get a couple good, like decent, like metal guys. Yeah.
But, you know, Mark Mark McGrath is probably 55. He's got, you know, he's still making money as a musician.
Right.
It's like you're not going to be on top forever.
No.
So, you know, just take the gigs. Your money's going to go. He went from, you know, probably making, you know, $100,000 a night to $25,000. It's almost like a comic. You're not going to be selling out, you know, theaters. You're going to go back to improvs or whatever like that. But still, it's like, hey, I'm fucking still making great money doing this.
It's better than working construction.
Okay? Yeah.
But also, they kind of had a flute thing, right? Because they were kind of more of a harder rock band.
Yeah.
And they wrote that one thing. It's like, I don't know if it was a goof, but they just wrote it to add like a poppy thing.
Yeah.
And then that blew up. So it's like, why wouldn't you ride that for as long as you can?
Jim, do you remember, I think this is the first time I saw a band that made me want to play synthesizers. Do you remember the Nerds?
Oh, yeah. My nephew hired them for his wedding.
Hell yeah, dude.
They get $12,000 for a wedding.
That's not bad.
To do three sets.
I've heard of the Nerds.
Yeah.
I've definitely heard of the Nerds.
They've been on the circuit, Jersey, Pennsylvania for 30 years.
Yeah, I think my dad remembered seeing them when he was young. And they it's exactly what you think. They dress up like Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, with like pocket protectors and stuff.
Yeah. And they're fucking good.
And they're playing covers.
Yeah, it's covers.
All covers.
It's a great way to stick out from the pack. And it's like, I think it just depends on how you approach it. If you approach it where you're like, you still got your ego intact and you're mad and you look sad doing what you're doing, like this kind of stuff. But if you just own it, it's just like that makes it that much. Who cares? Nobody can knock you if you're owning, like, yeah, I'm playing this.
Yeah, there they are.
They don't even look that old. They've been doing, they might be what, my age maybe? Like 50 something?
I'm sure maybe it's a.
Yeah, they're booked like every year, like 200 shows a year. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. That's not bad at all. It's gigs. It's gigs, man.
My uncle Rob is he plays in a band called Barfly, and they're just a Florida cover band. He works one day. He has a day gig one day a week so that he has health insurance, and then he just plays. He just fucking plays old man covers.
Man, yeah, it's gonna be a blast.
My buddy, I was down in Fort Lauderdale, and my friends at a cover band. They just played some little bar in Fort Lauderdale. Got $1,200 that night. Plus, they have a tip jar. There's four guys in the band. He's like, yeah, it's just on the weekends. We have fun. We just play covers. We got a nice little following.
Yeah.
You know, and we're still musicians at this age, still playing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's fucking awesome.
That's got to be the dream. See, the thing I want to ask you guys is, what do you think is there a comedy version of this? Like, if you're, it's just, I don't think there's just as much money involved. That's the difference with comedy. If you get yourself, say you're big at one point, you get knocked down to gigs like this. I think the amount that you're making just gets that much lower. It becomes way sadder.
I mean, like a Gallagher
restaurant. What?
Like a Gallagher.
Yeah. And then your ego gets in the way and you become a little bit fucking crazy.
Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah.
But he's got the.
Who's gonna have a?
He but he's got the upset. Residency.
Where? And
yeah,
Vegas?
And Brand.
Branson.
Oh, Brand. Branson. Oh,
he has his own theater.
He's also got a 25-year-old wife.
Yeah, not bad.
All right, that kind of worked out.
What a country.
Who somehow got knocked up. I don't know how.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some new pill on the market. It didn't work.
I annoyed we were at Zany's, and he was hanging out, and he was so sick of me.
Really?
Dude, I just wouldn't stop bugging. Like, I was definitely having fun with it, but he came out of the bathroom, and I went, "In Soviet Russia, shit takes you." He hated me so much.
Yeah, when I was down at Sidesplitters in Tampa, like 6 months ago, whatever, he's like, the club owner, he's like, hey, Yakov Smirnoff wants to come out down and do a guest set. I'm like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Fuck it, he's doing a guest set on my show. He's a fucking legend.
And he was cool, right?
He was totally cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been watching... there's a channel on Pluto that has all old, like, 80s and early 90s sets on it.
Mm-hmm.
Who? Bob Nelson was the guy that did the football player thing?
Yep. Abby Epperman, he did the football player.
Still does it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching it. And that's
he
a fucking
Branson,
good
I
bit.
Think, for a while. I think he went to Branson, too, and then he moved back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a Long Island guy.
It's a good bit. The football, the balloons and the thing, and then...
It's
and
awesome.
Then as all the different players, yeah, it's funny.
Yeah,
it's really talented. It's really creative, and it's. I remember being a kid. I loved Bob Nelson, him and Bobby Collins. So when I got to meet Bobby Collins, I fanned out. He used to host Stand Up Spotlight.
Okay, I can think of who would be the person that we're talking to. Amazing Jonathan.
Who? Oh, you mean as far as comedy
great.
Goes?
He was
incredible.
Amazing.
He was incredible.
Did you watch both documentaries?
Yeah.
I think I saw one of them where he got sick after a while too. He passed, right?
Yeah, he passed away. But there's one documentary, and while you're watching it, another documentary crew shows up. And the director's like, yeah, we had an exclusive deal with him. He signed three exclusive deals, and he's been making three documentaries and hiding it from each other.
Wouldn't it be great?
Like a side piece of documentary.
You watch his chick ages like a president in the time of this. The only girl I've ever seen get older faster is Merle Allen's girlfriend in the Gigi Allen All in the Family.
Yeah.
Dude, Amazing Jonathan's girlfriend looks 25 at the beginning of the documentary, and with him for 4 years, she looks 50. She gets older than him in the time that they must have been.
They must be going through a lot.
He's got a fucking the vest on that starts your heart back up.
Oh, like a defibrillator thing?
Yeah, like the vest that you wear.
I didn't know they had that.
Your heart goes, and he's smoking meth.
Oh my God!
With it on, and the only sad thing in that I would say is when you realize the hair is in the headband.
Oh, I did hear about that.
Yeah. But you know, that guy comes from that generation of comics where they would just, when I first started, they would get completely fucked up.
Yeah.
Every night had to be drinking, doing coke, being fucked up on stage. If they had to do two shows, they couldn't even get through the second show. And he's from that, with still doing coke and meth at that age. You know, you got to get out of that at some point.
Kill yourself.
I just work with Bobby Collins down in Florida. There was this club that has two rooms. So in between, I opened for him in the other room. The guy's 74 years old, did two shows and killed like an hour and 20 every night each.
Sure.
And he said early in the day he's playing basketball with a bunch of 30-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
He fucking still looks great, and he still kills on stage.
And he's a sweetheart of a guy.
Great guy.
There's a great story with him. I used to work with this guy, Joe, and they're both from a town in Long Island, same town on Long Island. And they said, and this guy, Joe, said, this guy was older than Bobby is now. I think he might even pass. They were on the Long Island Expressway one time, and I don't know where Joe's driving his car, and Bobby just yells, he pulls up beside him on Long LIE, and goes, Joe, you got a cigarette? And the guy Joe just chucks a cigarette. He's like, thanks, and just takes off.
The other thing in that one of the amazing Jonathan documentaries, he loses a toe or two, and he starts
diabetes situation.
Yeah, and he starts buying stem cells on the dark web. And he's injecting them into his foot. And towards the end of the documentary, he's like, you got to see this. A fucking toe's growing.
I didn't see that part. I didn't see that documentary.
He's got like a fucking... Like
he was
a little...
ahead of his time with the stem cells.
Absolutely.
That's what they're all using now.
It was like, you know how like Deadpool regenerates and it's little at first?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I think I got a toe coming in.
Makes sense.
I don't want to say sad old man comedy thing I saw... But I will say, it was bad. I saw a very late in life, I opened for Angel Salazar.
Yeah.
Well, that was because he has that thing where he like strips at the end, right? He still did it?
Oh, boy, did he. Yeah. And it was in a hotel in Jersey. And he had a good set, I guess. He had pre-written crowd work.
Okay. Yeah, which happened.
But he didn't have the people he needed
for the crowd work.
So he assigned roles.
Right. Like, I look at that guy's big head, and there's no guy with a big head.
Yeah.
You're a mailman.
Because he has six jokes about a big head.
Yeah. He literally said, he goes, we don't got no black guy. And he goes, you're a black guy tonight.
You're a black guy tonight.
And then we'd have a joke and then a pre-written tag. He goes, and then the black guy's sitting over here like, where's the chicken? Like,
right. Ooh,
but that's... then he does the strip at the end, and he was just kind of shuffling. But also, the references, he never changed out the bit, because he's lip-syncing, whatever, and he has all these little costume changes.
Right, he was doing like Tina Turner or something.
Dude, at one point, he just puts on, but he's not even selling it. It's just a wig.
Yeah.
So he just puts on a purple wig, walks up to the microphone and goes, he's Boy George. And then just shuffles back and puts the wig in a box.
Just names what it is.
Yeah, he goes, "This is Boy George." to nothing.
Oh boy.
That's other than that, guy, he did good
every night doing coke for his whole career.
Yeah, you just
they used to find him in the. They said you used to find him in the closet between shows.
Yeah, I mean every night he'd go out and be up till like 6-7 in the morning. But he would, you know, in his prime, he would kill being fucked up.
Yeah, just
still
murder,
like just.
Yeah.
Waking up in a half hour before the show, sleeping all day, going up there and killing two shows.
Like Punchline time frame, like when Punchline came out. Right?
Even later than that, too. Yeah.
I felt bad once because I guess I was Facebook friends with him, and he did that old person thing where they didn't realize what's posting and what's messaging.
Yeah.
And I think he was trying to get his girlfriend back, but he was just doing Facebook posts.
Oh, good.
And he was like, Mia Bella, please come back to me. And I'm like, I don't think he knows that he's just posting this on Facebook. And unless he was just doing a cry for help whatever it was. But I was like, there's a very good chance that he thinks he's just sending her a message.
Now, when clubs refuse, if you're doing the weekend and you can't get your cash till Sunday, I have heard it referred to as the Pablo Francisco rule. Have you ever heard that?
Well, yeah, because he always wanted the money up front, so he'd go out and buy Coke and go to the strip club.
And then not show up.
Not show up on the Sunday.
Yeah. He was a notorious one, right? He was fucked up.
Yeah, always.
He had a famous, I don't know if it might have been
He got caught in a loop.
Yeah. I heard about another one, and I don't know if I should say who it is because he's still, well, even Pablo, I think, now is working again. But I heard there's another guy that did the same thing once. He did a half hour and then had it glitched out and just started from the beginning and did the half hour again, verbatim, and nobody said a word to him, and nobody reacted, and he just went, kept going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hal Sparks, apparently. You know Hal Sparks?
Yeah,
I know Hal. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I heard, but it could be just rumor. Who knows?
That could be anything. That could be fucking.
That could
tired.
Be a brain fart. Yeah, it could be whatever.
Be exhausted.
Yes, you absolutely. I've
done that before on like second or third shows. I'm like, hey, did I do this joke?
I've done that
this?
Too, but like I never started a whole half hour. Yeah. And just kept going. Yeah, didn't realize. Yeah, yeah. So he must have been fried as well.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens. It happens.
All right, we have a couple more things today, in honor of Jim gracing us with his presence. So one of my favorite websites is, and I think I've shown it to you before, Metal Sludge's The Long and Short of It, which is a groupie review site. It's kind of like Yelp for rock stars.
All the 80s guys that they fuck, they talk about their dicks, how long they lasted, all that stuff. All the groupies.
No way.
Yeah, it's basically Yelp. It's something you don't want to get caught on.
It broke up Sebastian Bach's marriage from Skid Row. Yeah, from groupies posting that. And his wife like figured out the timeline. And they were still married, and he was in California. She was back in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So he's still furious about that site. Yeah.
So I had Shannon pull up some rock star descriptions, and we're going to try and guess the rock star on the Metal Sludge Long and Short of It review. Shannon.
Okay. I knew a girl that used to go to his house up in the Hollywood Hills and say he liked to jack off with lotion 3 to 5 times a day. When he was a speed user. Nothing fancy on the size either. This is going to be a little bit of a hint. Must be all the bleach. Doesn't shut up either.
Louis? Oh, no, never mind.
Must be all the bleach. So he's...
Oh.
Bleach blonde. Is that...
It could be like CeCe DeVille from Poison.
Yeah.
I want to go Vince Neil.
I was going to say Vince Neil.
Vince is more like... picture Vince fucking the girls, not just jacking off.
Since you all gave your guesses, Jim, you are correct. It is CC DeVille.
Wow.
Well,
what useless knowledge. Useless.
The in-house expert.
I know nothing what's going on in the Middle East, but I know CC DeVille would probably be that guy.
Hold on, let me call Eddie Trump real quick.
This site is your C-SPAN.
<I know. laughs> Oh, that was great. That was fucking hilarious.
That was nailed it. Yeah.
All right, Shannon, let's hear the next one.
And also, really quickly, CC DeVille used to... He would do multicolors, right? He would do, black and blonde and everything.
Pink and stuff like that. Exactly. He grew up in Brooklyn, too.
Oh, really?
Like, if you talk, he has this weird, like, this Brooklyn accent. Yeah, but meanwhile, you would think, like, he's some surfer from, California. Yeah,
exactly. The guy that owned Trash and Vaudeville had that same voice.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy.
Legend.
I mean, you want to talk about somebody pickled in heroin.
Oh, sure.
That guy, I mean, if COVID didn't kill him, he would have been 150.
COVID killed him?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's such a
every rock star would go there. I mean, like everyone, all the guys from Guns N' Roses, even the Stones, every time when they were in town, they go to Trash and Vaudeville.
Yeah, he knew fucking everybody.
I used to date a stripper, so she would get her clothes there from too. It was fucking great.
That's awesome.
Just see hot chicks in there and then rock stars.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, that block was...
Yeah.
It was there. Search and Destroy was there. The Japanese one, which was fucking super cool. That was a fucking banging block. Now it's all fucking Asian restaurants.
The only place that would sell plasmatic t-shirts.
Yeah.
Love that. Wendy O. Williams.
Shannon, let's hear the next one.
Okay, back in the day, he was a huge slut, but he's chilled out a little. He has an average size cock and likes a, and like a lot of guys, prefers to receive oral rather than give it. He has good rhythm, though, and will even wear two condoms if you ask him to.
Two condoms?
That's tough. A waste. I mean, that could be. That's There's a no waste. Other hint in so, there?
He's chilled out a bit. Might be like somebody who's even older.
I'm going to say 80s still.
Yeah. I mean, like, but like somebody.
Shannon, is it like an 80s
yeah,
hard
give us
rock?
Yeah, give us a hint.
Guy? Like a hair metal guy?
Not hair metal. Can I tell you like the position in the band he plays?
Yes.
He's a singer.
Is it Alice Cooper?
No.
I'm going to go Axl Rose.
I'm going to guess Steven Tyler.
It is John Bon Jovi.
Oh, that makes sense.
Wait, say that one again. What does he do?
Okay, back in the day, he was a huge slut, but he chilled out a little.
Yeah.
He has an average-sized cock, and like a lot of guys, prefers to receive oral rather than to give it. He has good rhythm, though, and will even wear two condoms if you ask him to.
Until that last sentence, Jim, that could have just been you pulling a fast one.
I know. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I
that could have been Jim and Jim.
I don't want to feel anything.
Yeah, good rhythm.
Yeah. You know Jim's story about Bon Jovi, right?
No, I don't know that story.
Oh, can you please?
You're sick of saying it? You're sick of saying it.
No, I could say it. No, I was just saying. Back in Bon Jovi day or whatever, like probably like 93 or whatever, I had long hair too.
Yeah.
And we were hanging at a bar like down on Jersey Shore. My brothers were there. And some girl was talking. My brothers were over here. They go, is that Bon Jovi over there? My brother's a ball busters just like me. They're like, yeah, that's him. It is? He's like, yeah. He goes, listen, but, oh, I want to go over and say hi to him. They go, listen, just, you know. He's here just chilling, so don't make a big deal.
Yeah.
So don't tell anyone else. Okay, promise. So the girl comes over. Like, are you John? I'm like, I just answered that. I go, yeah. You Bon Jovi? I go, yeah. I see my brothers laughing. I'm like, yeah, I'm him. Next thing I know, we're talking. She's like, oh, my God, I'm a fan. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. And then all of a sudden, I guess she must have told somebody or somebody. I could see people circling around like Bon Jovi's here. So I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of here before people recognize it. So I went in the park. I went and make it out in a car.
That's fantastic.
And then she was telling me about her son. He's a big fan. And, you know, she invited me to a barbecue the next day.
Yeah.
It was down like Long Beach Island.
Yeah.
She's like, could you come to a barbecue? Everyone will leave you alone. My son's a big fan. He's like 9. And I'm like, I can't show up at that barbecue. Imagine the daytime I show up. Like, who the fuck is this guy?
She's like, this is a Bon Jovi.
So I had to call her the next day. She gave me a number. I felt so I called. I said, listen, I got to go back to the studio in New York. The record company needs us in.
You got to keep the hope alive for her.
And she goes, can I put my son on the phone? I talked to the kid.
Yeah.
For like a couple minutes. I said, hey, sorry, I can't make it.
You should have told the kid.
Well, I know. I should have told you. Your mom's an idiot.
Yeah.
And by the way, she didn't give me any time.
Yeah.
Tell her to put out next week. Yeah. She's in the car with Bon Jovi.
Meanwhile, this kid years later is watching Crank Yankers. Like, is that fucking Bon Jovi?
I know.
Bon Jovi does prank calls.
That's so weird.
Bon Jovi has a metal radio show? Can I ask you, maybe this ruins the game. Can we get when the post was posted? Because Bon Jovi, that must have been an old post. I feel like he's...
Because he married his high school sweetheart, but they broke off a little while in the 80s, and he dated Diane Lane,
the
actress. But he was always fucking around on her.
Okay.
You know, but she kind of just looked the other way, his wife.
Yeah.
Well, he married Bon Jovi. What do you think?
I feel like it comes with the territory. It's almost like you're in, it's like mafia with Guma rules.
Yeah, I remember the one of the Blink-182 guys is on it, and I remember him saying, ever since he got married, now he only gets blowjobs. And I'm like, that's a pretty good rule. Sorry, I'm
that's
married.
That's nice of them. They just go, no, I'll just take a blowjob. That's nice.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
That's gentlemanly.
Absolutely.
You're not going to bring anything home, and it's, you're not going to knock up some broad.
Way safer, and you know the wife is like, this is definitely going to happen just because, you know. That's,
yeah.
But that's what, like do, how they what do you say guy. To the woman that you just want a blowjob? Like, what is your pitch to her?
I go, listen, I'm married. Me and my wife have an arrangement. I can't fuck on the road. If you want to blow me, you can.
Shannon, what do you think about that if a man said that to you?
No, but if it was like a...
It's not that romantic, right? It's kind of shitty?
Yeah, I mean, but...
Amos Lee.
No, but like as...
Depends on who it is.
If I am a girl who is a groupie, and then like I'm dying to get something from this guy,
yeah.
I guess, and she's ready to just give it up anyway, I'm assuming she would just go ahead and do that.
Right.
Because she just wants to like touch you or something.
And she wants to not do it for the story, but she wants the connection somehow. And she's like... She can tell her friends I blew Tom DeLonge, whatever it is.
But it's crazy, like back in like the 70s and early 80s or whatever, probably mid-70s, whatever, they had to blow to roadies to get onto the bus to go fuck the band members.
Yeah,
so imagine some fucking roadie that hasn't showered in 2 days. Like, you got to go through me, because they had the good passes to get them back.
Yeah.
So these girls, okay, I'll suck the roadie's dick just to go meet David Lee Roth.
Wasn't that David Lee Roth started the incentive program with the roadies?
Yeah.
Where he would give out backstage passes for in exchange for like good work.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So he'd give them bonuses, the roadies. Like he'd go, you know, Eddie doing a guitar solo, he'd go off stage, he goes, the girl right in the third row, blonde hair.
Grab her.
Yeah, go give her whatever, a pass. If they came back or whatever, he would give them bonuses.
Wow.
So he would pick them out. So the roadies would go out there, hey, the band wants to meet you afterwards.
Wow.
I had that one time at a Scorpion show. I went to see him at the Spectrum, right? So
I'm blowing the security guard. I love Scorpions.
So I got off. It was like general admission on the floor. So I was like right in the front. So I was in between bands before the Scorpions went on. I went to the bar to go get some beers, and I saw some hot chick there. I go, hey, who are you here with? She's like, I'm here by myself. I go, I could get you down front. She's like, how? I go, we'll just blow right by the guy. Don't worry. So we get to the front. We're in the front row. The Scorpions come on. She starts frigging flashing the band. Right? Super hot, right? Then we're making out in front of the band. I'm like, holy, this is awesome.
That's magic.
I'm grinding on her. She's flashing the band. The band's like, okay, like this. So I'm like, this is great. I'm like, we're going to hang. She goes, yeah, absolutely. I go, I got a hotel. She goes, well, no problem. So after the show, as soon as it ended, a roadie comes over and goes, hey, the Scorpions want to meet you guys. So here's a couple passes. So I'm like, this is fucking great. I'm going to meet the Scorpions. I'm like 20 years old. I've gotten laid like twice in my life. I'm like, this is...
The Scorpions want to meet me?
Right. I know. I can't wait to ask about the Blackout cover. So we get to the right to the backstage. There's a big guy there. And she goes first. And then I go behind her. And he stops. He goes, no. Just her. I go, no, but I have a pass. He goes, no, just her. I go, yeah, but they said they want to meet, but just her. And I think her name was Amy. I'm like, Amy, they won't let me back. She never even turned around. And I walked out to the parking lot by myself. And I was mad at the Scorpions for like 3 years. I had a little radio show. I wouldn't play them. I'm like, why the fuck didn't they want to meet me? And then I realized, why would they?
Yeah, right.
Why would they? Now imagine how many long-term relationships that's happened to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Guys that have been with their chick for years.
Guys who save up and get front row tickets for their girl because they like the band.
Right.
And then they're just, they're in the car.
Right, waiting.
Holding her purse.
Waiting.
Jesus
Never
Christ.
Even looked back. Never even said, back. Sorry.
She was on a mission.
Yeah.
She realized what was happening.
And who? Maynard from Tool had the special pass, right?
I didn't know
about
this.
He had a pass that was like him as a warrior Viking or something. And it was a special, like, I give the, you know, he would tell a roadie, like, that goes to her. And it was like a code.
Oh, really?
To get her, like, to have her escorted to his, like, area or whatever.
Wow.
I've heard of a few guys that have, like, a special pass.
Wow.
Never happens with comics.
No.
Nope.
Never.
There's no, they'll be working a funny bone that's like, let me go grab a girl.
I bring that one back in between shows. I don't want to eat this improv food, so maybe I'll get a blowjob.
You blow me, I get you some chicken fingers.
Yeah, hey, and then when she comes back, you can eat off the comics menu.
Yeah.
Not the steak. Yeah. Not the steak, though.
You can't get the steak. You get the hamburger or the chicken fingers.
Yeah.
The steak, we have to pay for that.
It's not as not as
any well drink you want.
No, you can't. Not Tito's.
no top shelf.
In my day, I've had a lady or two in my life who like to tell me the much more famous people they've been with, and they always think it's going to be impressive. And it's always the saddest. I who was very much talking to a lady, and she wanted to see me in a club. She goes, oh, I'm banned from there. And it was because she got caught fucking the feature in the ticket booth.
Oh, my God.
Really?
And she was so loud that they could hear her in the showroom.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. and it's funny because it's a comic who always names it, like talks about his feature a lot.
Really?
Like all the stories are.
So it wasn't that long ago?
No.
So was it a type of scenario where the headliner got the feature hooked up, or she was doing it to try to get to the headliner?
I think she was just there for the party.
Is the headliner a big name?
Huge.
Huge name. Tell us later.
Yeah. Huge.
I think I know who you're talking about.
I had a feature of Bang, some girl, when I was on stage, and I could hear him in the green room because it was like right next to it. And I knew what was going on. He's like, I'm going to bring her back when you're on. I go, yeah, of course.
Yeah, go for it.
And in between, I could hear it. That's when you know you're not doing well, when you can hear your friend fucking a girl with the door closed.
Hey, can somebody order a blended drink or something?
I know. I was more interested in listening to them than hearing my own self.
Yeah, totally.
All right, Shannon, you got another one for us?
Yes. Okay, let's see. It's just like some of these things, I'm not sure if it's giving you a hint and I'm not knowing it because I don't know who these people are. Okay, let's see. I'll do this one. He can deliver the good as most skinny, tall guys can. He has been seen with a wide variety of groupies out on the road, and reports are that he doesn't shower much. He does have an average cock and can be a lot of fun, but his ego is totally out of line and out of control. He's known for being a very big asshole, so be careful.
Tall, skinny, but... average cock, so it's not Tommy Lee.
Yeah, that my first thought right, was going to be Tommy skinny. Lee, but yeah, so no.
And you already mentioned Sebastian Bach, so I'm guessing she didn't do one with Sebastian Bach.
It's possible.
It is possible that, you know what?
That's my guess.
Act like an asshole.
I am going Sebastian Bach on that one.
Say that, but Sebastian used to be able to tie his penis into a knot.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, he went on Howard Stern back in the day
and
tied it into a knot.
Wow.
So, unless it shrunk over the years.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe it's not. Yeah.
Tall, skinny, and what was that, Shannon?
Seen with a variety of groupies out on the road. Reports are he doesn't shower much, has an above average cock, and can be a lot of fun.
Oh,
but,
above average.
But ego is totally out of line and out of control. He's known to be a big asshole, so be careful.
Is he in a hard rock band?
Yes. Sorry, I just don't know this music very well. Yes, I think.
Metal versus...
Is he a singer?
I don't think metal. He's a singer.
I'm going to say Sebastian.
Oh, so maybe not metal. She would know Sebastian, so maybe it's not metal, so it might just be rock.
It's too recent. I was going to say, what's his name? Tall and skinny, Machine Gun Kelly, but that makes no sense. He's like rapper, then turned like pop guy.
Yeah.
Tall,
skinny... Regular rock.
Doesn't shower. You know what popped in my head was, remember Jesse, that kid that won the MTV?
Oh, Jesse Camp?
Yeah.
That kid popped in my head because for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know this one. I'd say Sebastian, but I don't think it's him.
Who else is tall, skinny? Definitely a singer.
He's a big asshole.
Didn't he get into a couple of... I'm just going to say Sebastian.
Wait, could it be tall, skinny... No, maybe Gene Simmons, but he's not skinny. But
and if he's big,
possible.
He's known for being
an
asshole.
He's 6'4".
And known for having a piece on him. This is above average, which means big in so many words.
All right,
I'm going to go Gene Simmons.
I'm going to stick with Sebastian.
I'm going to stick with Sebastian as well.
That one was Sebastian.
Hey.
Wow.
I figured maybe since we talked about it before, it wasn't good.
All right, we'll do one more, Shannon.
Okay. All right, I'm going to read this, and if I have an extra one in case I happen to give too much away because I'm not understanding it. Okay, after a short glimpse of that monster power tool in their debut home video.
I know
video,
it already.
Okay, yeah. Should I? It was too much?
Tommy Lee.
Oh, no, I know this one. Okay. I guarantee you this is the singer Pantera.
Yeah, it's Phil Anselmo.
What's the story?
After a short glimpse of that monster power tool in their debut home video, it's no wonder that Rob Halford is such a big Pantera fan. Reports are Phil is a bit over 10 inches. There are also rumors that Phil can swing both ways, at least orally.
Oh, all right. Was he trying to get backstage to see somebody else?
When you said home video, I knew it was going to be Pantera.
I thought it was a Tommy Lee, Pam Anderson thing. What he honked the horn with his dick.
It was insane.
On a boat.
In the video. Yeah.
I know.
It was insane. It was so not fair. Dude, his dick is so big, it makes me question if we're the same species. Like, it's not fair.
Isn't he like married to some like influencer now or something?
Yeah, she's her doing name. Like comedy or something.
Yeah, she's too. Comedy too. Yeah.
Didn't she get catfished by somebody else?
Yeah, the singer from I forget.
It's Ronnie Radke.
Yeah, from. Yeah.
And she also officially got a restraining order against him.
Yeah.
Which kind of changes the story around a little bit, I think. That she was able to get a restraining order against Ronnie Radke.
What's the Pantera home video?
Now, I know a girl that slept with Tommy and Kid Rock, and she said Kid Rock is actually bigger in the pants.
Really?
That's crazy. Yeah.
That would explain a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Because Tommy isn't a good band from the 80s and 90s. Yeah. Kid Rock is Kid Rock.
Wow. So there's more than one spillover on that.
Yeah. She's,
yeah. Good for him.
And Pam Anderson said she never slept with a guy with a small dick, so she was with both of them.
Maybe tiny vagina on Pam Anderson.
Maybe, yeah.
Could just be a when reversal.
You said Sebastian ties dick in a knot. Wasn't Andy Dick famous for doing the wristwatch at people?
I think so, yeah.
He ties his dick around his wrist and asks people what time it is.
That's funny.
It's really funny.
Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. All right, Shannon, we'll do one more.
Okay. Well, since you guys are talking about Tommy Lee, it says this guy has something in common with Tommy Lee, if you know what I mean. Sometimes these short guys will surprise you with a huge hug.
That's Vince Neil.
So is it Vince a hard rock band? 80s band?
Yes. Hold on, sure. Let me look
or
it
like
up.
Or Steve
quick.
Perry?
I'm going to guess Danzig.
Oh, okay. That's a good guess.
Short.
Notoriously short.
I feel like Vince Neil's pretty short, right?
Yes, 80s.
No. It's 80s. A what, 80s
and this,
band?
And this guy, though, has been involved with more than one band.
I'm sticking with Danzig.
Because he was Misfits? I'm thinking of...
Misfits, Sam Hain, and Danzig.
Short guy. I'm trying to think the short
man. Oh, is it the guy...
Dio?
It wasn't, I don't think so.
Who? Oh, Dio.
Ronnie James Dio. I'm trying to think of the short guys. Corey Taylor from Slipknot, but that's more... That's not 80s.
The extreme guy who went to Journey?
He went to Van Halen. Mm-hmm. Oh, Van Halen. Okay, yeah. No, he's not short either.
He's not the Asian guy that sung for Journey either.
Yeah, I would probably say Danzig.
Yeah, that makes the most sense because of the two band thing.
Shannon?
It is John Corabi.
Oh.
What's he from?
Wait, he sang on one Motley Crue record.
Yeah, that was the other like hint of thing he also has in common with Tommy Lee.
Oh, okay. Right, because he was in Motley Crue when Vince Neil left. They did one album with this guy, John Corabi.
Okay.
I'm going to see him in a couple of weeks. I got to ask him about this.
There you go.
Heard
you packing, buddy.
Yeah, I know. Damn.
The internet's ablaze.
Yeah.
Prove it.
Oh, man, I can't wait to tell you guys who the comic is later.
Oh, I can't wait.
So excited. I want to say the name of the opener, but it's going to blow it.
Because
he does a story about him hanging out with his opener on like every special.
And it's huge was the clue.
Yeah.
So the headline was on career. Stage and the feature
I believe
fucking a girl in the ticket booth.
Yeah.
And she got booted because of it.
Yeah, I think she was also probably, if I know her, hammered.
I wonder if we're talking about the same girl that I know.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got here before we're out of here, Shannon?
By the way, real quick, I drunkenly, I think, gave you misinformation yesterday. Sean Donnelly's heart out is not at 1. It's at 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Sure. Well, I mean, we only do about an hour anyway, so great. Here, let's move on. Let's get a story in real quick. Judy Gold shocked by brazen anti-Semitism during 2 NYC shows this weekend.
I saw the video.
Did you?
I saw one of the video. There's 2?
I have no idea. Shannon?
Yeah, she said she did another club, but she didn't name it, so it was probably some little small place or whatever. She did the New York Comedy Club, which used to be, I guess, the...
Eastville?
No, I think it was the Upper West Side.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Stand Up New York?
Yeah, I think that's the one she did it in. That was the video was from.
Oh, this is... Okay, here it is. That's the one I saw. That's the one I saw where the guy just goes, "You're a Jew. You're annoying for a comedian."
I am a poor comedian, okay? Anyway, I'm a Jew? Is that what he said? He did not. You said you're a Jew? Oh, no. Bye-bye. Bye now. Did you just call me a Jew?
No.
What'd you call me? Oh, boy. Why does this have to happen when I'm on stage? I'm so loving and nice and... Anyway, but I was thinking. Bye. Shalom. Shabbat shalom.
It would be funny if she said he's out of here and just a hole opened in the floor. And a bunch of rabbis just came out of the tunnel and dragged him up there.
A cabal just ran.
And there's another one, Shannon?
No, there's only one video.
Yeah, that's the only video.
But it happened to her twice in one night?
It happened to her twice in a night.
Yeah, she did another set somewhere, but she didn't name the club, so it was probably some little place or whatever like that.
I'm all for things. I think you should be able to say anything. Well, no, not heckling wise in a comedy club, but that's definitely related to everything going on right now, right?
Like, yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody just saying that at a comic ever to a comic? Ever?
No, and you know, there's a couple in comedy.
Yeah, that's the thing I was thinking. It's like, hey, what'd you think was going to happen when you showed up to a comedy club?
Right. Yeah, chances are.
I do have the quote of what she said happened at the other club. She said, some guy made a comment about Jews being cheap, so I said, thanks for bringing that trope back from 1600. And, yeah.
Well, I mean.
But that seems sad. But then when the guy says it, that seems like it's a reaction to her saying, you're annoying for a comedian. And he goes, and
it's
you're
a second. This is a second location.
Oh, that's the second one. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Okay. Yeah, I it's one of these things where you get booted for less with heckling, but it's like that definitely was a loaded. That guy was just like he was using it as an epithet. He was like, you know,
yeah,
she was right. She that to deduce what she was deducing.
Yeah, that's. I thought that was gonna be more fun.
Right.
I thought it was gonna be more creative.
Sorry,
yeah. You know,
I think the whole angle is like, yeah, I don't know who's showing up to a comedy club and be like, all these Jews at the comedy club. I can't believe it. That's just not gonna happen.
Ari Shaffir, what is he, black? So this is one entertaining black fella.
Is he from Narnia? That guy. You look at it?
All right. What do we got? Anything else before we get out of here, Shannon? You know what? Do we have the we had one more rock star game. Did you do a famous rock star annex?
Yes, I did.
So similar, Shannon is going to read us a famous story about a rock star, and we'll see if we either know it or we can figure out who it is.
I feel like Jim will know. You'll know a couple of these, I feel.
I know. I feel. I'm nervous if it's going to be too easy.
For Jim. So I'll be the one that's...
I don't know. I know, like, hard rock. I'm not the rock shit I might.
Okay. This rock star mixed his dad's ashes with cocaine that snorted them because he said it was the only way to truly be with him.
I think it's Keith Richards.
I'll go with Keith Richards as well because I think I heard that story.
I don't know this one.
Now,
is it a rock, hard rock, metal, classic rock?
I have to look it up. Sorry.
Also, was his dad.
So if she doesn't, if it's not.
Yeah, it's not Keith Richards.
Yeah, because she would know the Rolling Stones.
Right. Yeah, so it's not that. But she also, was his dad part of music? Or no, his dad was just his dad.
Just rock.
Just rock.
It's probably somebody from the 70s, I'm thinking.
Jackson Brown?
I don't see him doing coke. No,
I think he did a ton of coke, Jackson Brown.
Yeah, all right. Maybe.
Not Keith Richards, but...
I'm going to say Warren Zevon.
I like that one.
Okay, ready for the answer?
Yeah.
It was Keith Richards.
Ah!
Sorry. Right. I just don't know like what genre it like officially falls under.
Yeah, Rolling Stones rock.
Okay. In Warren, have you read the book by Zevon's wife?
No.
It's great. It's his life story done from his journals, and his ex-wife helped put it together. And he's got Keith Richards stories in there that are badass. Yeah, I think
it's awesome.
Keith Richards and him talking about the sex advice they got from their fathers. Keith Richards said, all my father told me was, it's the second hole down from the back of the head.
That's his whole fucking, his whole sex speech.
Yeah. Dude, Warren Zevon ruled. Warren Zevon was, dude.
He's badass.
Yeah.
And he sober for most of it. Then he got sick and went, fuck it, I'm going back.
That's what I would do. Why not?
And he wrote that whole album when he was dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had that song that went like,
Keep it in my heart.
Yeah, it's great.
There's some old footage from him from like the 70s at the Passaic Theater in Jersey. One of his concerts was awesome, man.
Oh, yeah. Like
all the shit's popping up, like these old concerts shit. Like that's on YouTube, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's going bananas. He's pouring water on himself, freaking out. Oh, he's fucking good, dude.
Yeah, he's cool as shit.
All right, give us another one, Shannon.
This guitarist accidentally shot himself, triggering a full SWAT response, and his crew had to literally talk armed police down before things escalated further.
Hmm. Rock guitar shot himself.
Sounds familiar.
Maybe Flea?
I think he's a bass player.
Oh, yeah.
Guitarist.
I feel like that's got to be...
If it was Slash, we would know it.
Metal? Hard rock? Classic rock?
Hold on.
So, I'm trying to wonder...
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Rock. It just shows American rock musician.
I'm going to go Stevie Ray Vaughan?
I'm going to say... let me think. Hold on. I want to do a different answer. Famous guitarist. What about Dave Navarro?
Sure.
Jane's Addiction? Those guys did a lot of drugs.
I'll go Eddie Van Halen, even though I don't think I ever heard this story, but I'll just throw Eddie.
Shannon?
It is Ace Frehley.
Oh. I didn't even think of Ace Frehley.
Didn't know that one. We were talking the other day, trying to figure out how many rocks, what famous rock stars got away with killing somebody.
Vince Neil.
Keith Moon ran over his driver.
Really?
I think he ran over his driver's head trying to get away from a fighter paparazzi or something.
Great White, the entire band, killed a lot of people.
I'm not talking about people like getting crunk, because then like Metallica's got a bunch, Rolling Stones got a bunch.
The Who.
Yeah.
What was the Vince Neil one?
Vince was having a barbecue at his band, Hanoa Rocks. Yeah. They were from Finland. They're ready to break in the States.
Yeah.
And the drummer was with them, and it was the middle of the afternoon. He's like, let's go on a beer run. And Vince was all fucked up, and he had like a Ferrari, and he was doing like 90 miles an hour.
Holy
like
shit.
A little straight flipped the car or hit a pole or something like that and killed the drummer.
Oh, my God.
In the band.
I didn't know
he
about
got
that.
30 days in jail, and he had to do community service and fine like $1 million.
That's crazy.
That's
30
it.
Days?
Yeah, 30 days he got. Yep.
Community service for murder. Well, I guess it's involuntary manslaughter, but still.
Yeah.
I think you should get more than that for drunk driving.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, and he was drunk too.
It's insane. Especially that era, they were just, and it was L.A., right? So they're just handing out just slaps on the wrist to the rock stars and famous people.
Their manager was a big guy in the business. He did that whole Moscow Peace Festival.
Okay.
And because he got busted on drugs, like drug traffic, and he got all of his bands to do a big show over in Moscow for free. To help with his community service.
Okay.
I think it was happening in Ireland, but even that Matthew Broderick thing where like he hit somebody and he killed somebody.
Yeah.
And somebody matched
it up. I think
it
was two people.
Was it two?
I want to say.
Okay. But there was also a thing where somebody was like, if you match up when that happened and what he's done after it, it fucked him up. Like, not that it wouldn't fuck anybody up, but it affected his career, not based off him not like getting big roles anymore. I think it affected his career. Like, he's probably lost his mind after that.
Yeah. And Jennifer Grey was in the car at the time.
Right.
And Dirty Dancing was coming out in like a month, the movie.
Yeah.
And they were together. They were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you know what the Stern Show did back in the day? They found out Matthew Broderick's phone number, And on his voicemail, they play car crashes and so a woman screaming.
Oh, geez,
they did it for like 3 days in a row.
That's hardcore. that's old Howard,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
not new Howard.
I remember listening to that. I'm like, damn.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
I knew somebody who did a play with Matthew Broderick, and they said he puts him back at the end of the night, and he gets real dark, and he wants to talk about it.
Really?
that he brings it up. It's like he'll like be him, be like, ever tell you I accidentally killed him? Like, yeah, like,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, I heard he goes dark.
Dude, look at his, because remember he had that run back in that time period, that 87 to whatever, that Ferris run.
Yeah.
And then afterwards he kind of does other stuff, but it's not like that. It's not leading man. It's like that he's all fucked. He just drinks and becomes Quint from Jaws.
Yeah.
Just like,
and I feel like the Broadway schedule kind of leads you to that.
Absolutely.
Because you're working an hour and a half a night.
You don't have to drive.
Yeah.
That's why I saw him in the street in the West Village like 2 months ago. And he was just walking. He wasn't drinking, but he was just walking by. So I think he lives here full time.
Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon, we got one more rock star and then we're done?
Yeah, I have another one. This frontman was arrested mid-concert, literally taken off stage by police after attacking a security guard during the performance.
Jim Morrison.
G.G. Allen, right?
Marilyn Manson.
I wonder if maybe this just applies to 1,000 different rock stars.
Every single one. Let's guess who didn't.
Well, Jim Morrison got arrested
for taking his dick out.
But in the, all right, oh, assaulted him. But he could have, yeah.
G.G. Allen? No? He didn't get arrested for?
He got arrested a million times.
Yeah.
All right, so this is.
I'm going to go Jim Morrison.
What'd you go?
Manson. Didn't he rub his balls on a security guard's head?
Yeah, but he didn't get arrested during the show.
Okay. During the show.
Yeah.
And what was the crime again, Shannon?
Attacking a security guard during the performance. If you want a little bit of a hint, it happened in 1987.
Okay. Oh, 87. All right, so it wasn't Morrison.
Ozzy?
No.
Let's see.
What kind of music is it?
Rock. I'll double check that.
My favorite part of this game is hearing Shannon go
rock,
rock, just regular rock. I don't know. And then you hear Keys go
hard rock.
Oh,
maybe Axel. I'm gonna say Axel.
87. So that was
right their peak, or one of their peaks.
Yeah, because Appetite for Destruction came out around 87.
And he's the type that I know he has other things not that he got arrested for. But
it could be Sebastian, I don't know if he got arrested during the show, but after.
My guess is Axel.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Axel, too.
All right, I will go. I kind of want to change it up.
It's hard rock.
Yeah, it's hard rock. So who else would go in that? I'm trying to think 87 specifically.
Like, who's known for being like that? Like, they were, like, kind of the guys for that. That's not straight-up metal, because they weren't, you know, they were, like, hard rock.
Would Aerosmith like, count?
Yeah, as hard rock, yeah.
I guess.
Steven Tyler?
I'm going to go Steven Tyler. Go ahead.
So it was Axl Rose. He was held backstage and offered release if he apologized, but refused and was taken into custody.
All right, there we go. Well, that was today's Morning Zoo. Thank you so much to my guest, Jim Florentine. Please listen to Everybody is Awful. Thank you, Sean Donnelly. Listen to Burbs Bros. Thank you guys so much for your time, and we'll see you on Friday on the bonus episode. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. Zach Amico's Morning Zoo.